Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is travelling through Queensland, the Northern Territory, and Western Australia ahead of this year's federal election. In North Queensland, Labor is targeting the seat of Leichhardt, held on a 3.4% margin by retiring Liberal MP Warren Entsch. Mr. Albanese began his day in Cairns, appearing on the ABC to promote funding for housing and infrastructure.
And at the next election, people will have a choice between Labor, committed to addressing cost of living pressures while building Australia's future, or Peter Dutton, who will cost Australians more.
The Prime Minister will also visit Mount Isa before he heads to the remote Northern Territory community of Alpurulum. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he may use the United States military to capture the territory of Greenland. Mr. Trump, who begins his second presidential term on January 20th, says he'd like to expand U.S. global control, including on Greenland, Panama, and Canada. Greenland is an autonomous territory within the Kingdom of Denmark. But Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, says Greenland is not for sale.
Of course, I want to put some words to the situation taking place in Greenland right now. I will make it very clear that, seen with the eyes of the Danish government, Greenland is for the Greenlandic people. It is a proud people, a language and culture that is their own. And as stated before by the chairman of the Greenlandic parliament, Mutta Egede, Greenland is not for sale.
And resigning Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, says there is no chance that Canada will become the 51st US state. Mr. Trudeau's comment comes as Donald Trump continues to suggest that Canada should be captured by the US when he returns as president. Trump has mockingly called Mr. Trudeau the governor of the great state of Canada. He says he does not want to use the military, but suggests the US could use economic force to annex Canada. And in boxing, Jai Opetaia and David Naika have set the stage for their Trans-Tasman world title clash with a tense 45-second face-off on the day before their fight. Opetaia will defend his IBF and the Ring Cruiserweight titles against New Zealand's David Naika at the Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre tonight. During yesterday's event at the venue, the pair had a dramatic pre-fight showdown. This is what Opetaia had to say.
This feels like another day in the office. We're meant to be here. You know, we've done our apprenticeship. This is just all fruit of the labour. You know what I mean? We've built this division on my back. You know what I mean? So it's good. I'm ready and I'm sick of these interviews and I just want to fight.
Nika says it won't be an easy fight.
I've got just as much dog as Jai, and he knows that. He knows that I come to fight. It's whatever he wants to do, whatever transpires on the night, I'm here for it. This is going to be an instant classic, I believe.
I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.